USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has signed legislation that will make Juneteenth a federal holiday. Biden thanked members of the Congressional Black Caucus during a press conference.
I'm especially pleased that we showed the nation that we can come together as Democrats and Republicans to commemorate this day with an overwhelming bipartisan support of the Congress.
Juneteenth is the day in 1865 when Union soldiers reached Galveston, Texas, to tell slaves that were living there they're now free. Carnival says a data breach in March may have exposed personal information from employees and customers. Carnival Cruise Line, Holland America, and Princess Cruises were all affected. That includes Social Security numbers, passport numbers, dates of birth, and other information. The company had two ransomware attacks last year. This is USA Radio News.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
A St. Louis couple who waved guns at Black Lives Matter protesters walking by their home last year pleaded guilty to assault and harassment charges. The plea agreement means that neither Mark McCloskey nor Patricia McCloskey will face more serious felony weapon charges. Mark pleaded guilty to fourth-degree assault and was fined $750. Patricia pleaded guilty to second-degree harassment and will pay a $2,000 fine. Also, the McCloskeys must forfeit their guns, which will be destroyed. The Biden administration is going to spend more than $3 billion to advance development of antiviral pills for the coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it will go to the antiviral program for pandemics.
And it aims to catalyze the development of new medicines to combat COVID-19. And importantly, to prepare for other pandemic threats.
Fauci says vaccines remain the centerpiece of their arsenal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The new Madden video game cover has finally been released. USA Radio's Tim Berg has details.
The cover of the latest Madden video game will feature Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. They will both appear on the cover of Madden 22 just months after they went against each other in the Super Bowl. Brady came out on top in that matchup as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Kansas City Chiefs. It's been 12 years since the video game's cover was shared by two NFL players. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Google has opened its first retail store in New York City in an attempt to put its various hardware offerings in front of customers. The company announced the Chelsea, New York store last May, saying it's going to give customers the opportunity to get their hands on its Pixel phones, also Nest Home Security products, Fitbit devices, and Pixelbook computers. They can also meet with employees for troubleshooting, repairs, and installations. A new Chinese law is seeing some journalists in Hong Kong get arrested. USA Radio's Lance Pry reports.
Hong Kong's Apple Daily newspaper said 500 police officers searched the pro-democracy newspaper's offices and arrested five senior executives on Thursday. The arrests were made under China's new national security law. China's crackdown on freedom of speech in the region continues. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.